Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ed Sprague. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta bunts towards the mound. Sprague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hairmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Melton reaches second base with a double. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. Melton moves to third. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague juggles the ball. That's an error on Sprague. Kelly moves to second. Jim Slayton now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball towards center. Coluccio catches it and throws to third to double up Kelly. Horta moves to second. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Henderson reaches second base with a double. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dent. The throw from Porter and he is out, Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Kevin Koble now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp strikes out. 1 out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Herman strikes out. 2 outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Terry Forster now pitching. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry pinch hits for Dave May. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is hit by the pitch. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Berry moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to third. Garcia moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo pinch hits for Dick Allen. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into center field. Berry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Henderson scores. Melton moves to third. Sharp moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. 1 out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Melton. The throw to Rodriguez covering the plate. The slide. Melton is out. Sharp moves to third. 2 outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.